This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There may well be evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, which I would think every American would reject out of hand, thinking that was damaging to the national interest and a despicable act for a candidate to be colluding with some a country that can be certainly described as our adversary and maybe described as our enemy.
Listening to a little snippet there, Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a fabulous week. At the tail end of it, we go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, boy, it is really about this whole surveillance thing, the FBI, crazy week in Washington, a lot of different topics.
Well, it has been a crazy week, and what's going to happen is that today, which is Friday, there is going to be a whole question about what the vote is going to be on terms of repeal and replace. Now, President Trump said that he's going to leave Obamacare in place unless his legislation that he believes in so strongly is voted on and is passed. And of course, he warned people when he went up to the Hill that they would lose their seat. Now, you might say, well, how is somebody going to lose their seat if they're in a red district? Well, the thing is that Donald Trump could find somebody to run against them in a primary and could say that he's going to support them. And, of course, he's got the money to do so. So this whole issue of getting rid of Obamacare, he's thrown down the gauntlet on that.
Yeah. Wow. And throwing down the gauntlet on that, what is he willing to fight for? I guess there's a couple of things, and they're still happening, like the wall.
Well, yes. I mean, the wall is clearly one of them. But right now, he's very focused on a repeal and replace because he said he was going to do that as a campaign promise. And the Republicans, as you know, the very far right Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, said they're not going to vote for the bill. However, it looks as if there's a good possibility that they may change the bill at the last minute to get members of the Freedom Caucus to vote for it.
Wow. Have you seen anything like this in the first, 65 days or so for a presidency? You've covered a lot of presidents.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I certainly have covered everybody since Clinton, and I think they've taken their time to sort of get used to anything, but they haven't made a make or break bill in the first, 60 days or first 100 days. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah. The Keystone Pipeline, just I'm going to throw this in here because there was a lot of interest on this in America Tonight on both ends of this. And I guess, of course, the administration is pushing to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. So does that mean maybe that timeline gets pushed up? Or no, it still has to go through some environmental hurdles
first? Well, it might have to go through environmental, but it looks like that timeline would probably get pushed up. And as you know, and as you said, the administration is very pro-pipeline, even though the State Department under Obama turned it down. But I think that it will probably happen. Just like there were the protests in, I guess, Oregon, right?
Yeah.
And those have been turned around. They've gotten the people off the land. I don't know what's going to happen with the Keystone XL pipeline, but I do think it will go through. That's, if I'm a guessing human being, that's what I'm going to guess.
Wow. All right, so you spent a lot of time in the Sudan. We know goats for the old goat. We have supported that. Tell us your thoughts on what's happening there.
Well, I actually have not. I mean, people are hungry, that's for sure. And that's part of the reason why we support goats, because a goat gives a liter and a half of milk a day, a lady goat, which is all we give out. And that helps people with hunger. But when people say to me, oh, you know, there's horrible starvation in South Sudan, I say to them, well, you know, I haven't seen it, but that doesn't mean there's not, it's not there, because, for instance, there are parts of Chicago I'm not going to go to. And so the fact is that as there are terrible things that happen in this country and we don't go there and we don't see it. So there may be some real starvation going on in parts of South Sudan, and I honestly have not seen it. That doesn't mean it's not there, and I certainly have seen people that are very, very hungry.
Wow. All right, Ellen, well, tell us how people can donate to Goats for the Old Goat.
Well, the way they can donate, and it's, we have you go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com. I'm the old goat, and I did it for my 60th birthday, goatsfortheoldgoat.com. We also have beautiful Swarovski crystal hearts made by women in our post-trauma stress project. I bring over the crystals, and that's a great Mother's Day gift. So think about going there, because that's it. And we give people, we're the only animal group that gives people also a picture of their animal, their goat, which is a lady goat, and the recipient, so you know where your money's going.
I love it. Have a fabulous weekend, Ellen. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So go to Goats for the Old Goat. I'm very supportive of it. I love the work that Ellen does. You heard her mention and talk about the Sudan and certainly what's happening there. Coming up on America Tonight, we'll dive into some of the other, I guess, big headlines coming out of D.C. But I do want to say this. You know, so many of you are talking about brackets and asking me about brackets, and we're going into the Elite Eight after we get through the Sweet 16. We won't do our mail the score until we get to the Final Four. Then we'll do that. The Final Four, we'll do it for that. And then the championship game. So you got two different chances at two different times. And it should be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around. I've gotten so many questions about it. I thought it was worth mentioning that as we whittle it all down in hoop. I know some people are still in their brackets and others are, like me, looking from the inside out, because I picked Villanova, and Villanova, I've said it now a few times, got knocked out so bloody early. Oh, I didn't have a chance. I don't know about the rest of you and who you picked and how it's going for you, but I can only imagine, because that's how this deal is. It's one and done. Sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes you don't. You know what I mean? Here's the deal with the Russia investigation. I mentioned this at the top. What's being said on the Hill, really, is that from some of the Democrats, especially, they're saying it's clear Russia tried to influence the presidential election. But what we don't know is if the president or anyone associated with the campaign, or even what they call the transition team, had any involvement whatsoever. And how would you really know, I guess, unless you had a special prosecutor? That kind of makes sense to me. Congress is not doing its job really on this whole investigation process. It's awkward and it seems like nobody's going anywhere in any direction with anything. And even the FBI director, James Comey, on Monday of this week disclosed an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign's potential collusion with Russia. So, obviously, he didn't publicly disclose very much, but I think there's either something there or there's absolutely nothing, and this is just going to drag on. We're not dragging on. We're moving on. Hang with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Eager were they to, I don't know, to be mean-spirited, to say we're going to bring up this bill on the same day as the 7th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Rookie's error, Donald Trump. You may be a great negotiator. Rookie's error for bringing this up on a day. I mean, clearly you're not ready.
All right, so that's Nancy Pelosi complaining about health care and saying, why would you bring this up on a day when clearly you aren't ready? The health care bill goes nowhere at this point, just lots of conversation, and pretty much until somebody makes a move in a different direction, it's the status quo. And the status quo is whatever your health care is now is the health care that you got in the foreseeable future. There is confusion, there's lots of tension, there's lots of conversation, but so far nothing concrete vote wise for the Republicans. So Trump says to the Republicans, pass the health bill or keep disastrous Obamacare. They had a closed door meeting which included House Speaker Paul Ryan. The vote scheduled to roll. And the ultimatum is this: fall in line behind a broader health care insurance overhaul or see the opportunity to repeal vanish. Poof, like that. So taking any bets, do you think it vanishes or do you think at the last second enough get involved? I'm going to say, as Ellen was talking about, the Freedom Caucus slamming the American Health Care Act, saying it's a massive welfare plan, that they're not going to do it. The inclination is strong, I think, that they won't weigh in to back it, but who knows? Maybe something something changes. Nobody's getting up and saying, I'm walking away from this table. So Trump may say, this is it, do it or else. But there might be some support that's still weaved in there. So it's not a done deal at this point. Not a done deal in either direction. However, I can't imagine that at some point he is right. At some point you do have to draw the line in the sand, and no matter what, you're not going to be able to buck that, and it's going to have to drag on a little bit more. Whether there's a line that's drawn that has to be drawn or not. And, you know, negative news, as I always say when I talk about it's your business, it can sputter the market. So the stock rally really kind of fell apart after the health bill vote was delayed. So stocks were up, 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 looking good, 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 and then boom, boom, boom in the opposite direction. The S&P falls, the Dow lost 4.72 points, NASDAQ, you get the deal. Everything, the bond prices lower, it's dominoes. Dominoes, dominoes, dominoes. Because companies like that run Medicaid programs, like Molina Healthcare, stumbled. And health insurance companies like United Health and Humana took small losses too. Drug companies fell. Hospital operators traded a little bit higher. Medical device makers boom up a little bit. Overall, the street not good. And by the way, if you were wondering, I always say you can measure, it's interesting to measure oil. U.S. crude oil lost 34 cents. So a whopping $47.70 a barrel in New York. Wow. Other energy trading news. Wholesale gasoline fell 1 cent to $1.59 a gallon. Heating oil down. You get the gist. Healthcare affected the market. Every day, in some way, the nebulous thing that we call our healthcare does something to pull us down. There are the rare few, and I've said this before, that have that really decent health care. So they're not in the same, they're not hanging in the same block that so many of the rest of us are. By the way, I have a friend who does a lot, and she's coming up on the show in the next hour, who does a lot with wounded warriors. Her name is Jill Scheffelbaum. And she's written a book, not about the Wounded Warriors Project, but about communicating and how important it is, and dynamic communicating. And across the board, I'm going to save it and let her tell you about it. But the Wounded Warriors Project got two charity rating agencies to shoot up, getting high marks from some of these agencies that rate, because if it doesn't get that, a lot of times it hurts whatever the cause is, whatever the charity is. So the Better Business Bureau released bigger rankings, saying that if you look at the Wounded Warriors, they're consistent with their programs and their missions. Charity Navigator, a lot of people are going on to Charity Navigator, gave Wounded Warriors an overall 90.49 score out of 100. 96. This is huge. If you want to know how a charity's doing, go on Charity Navigator. 100 out of 100, 96 on accountability and transparency. How about that? Remember, this is a project that was founded back in 2003. And they have all kinds of services for veterans who have been injured in combat. Wounded Warriors has served, I love this, 99,833 alumni and over 22,000 family members. So you think of conferences and meetings, you know, that are spending. What's the spending by Wounded Warriors on conferences and meetings? And it actually shot up 1.7 million in 2010, 26 in 2014. So when they saw that number, can you imagine? So do the math. That's 14 years. Or not 14 years. That's 4 years. So there was some fallout with the Wounded Warriors. The board fired the CEO and the chief operating officer. 85 staff laid off. And then investigation said the firings weren't justified. And who were the losers? The charity lost $200 million in contributions. So now they do this transparency and promise transparency and really deliver on transparency. So they feel optimistic about their future. I mean, they were doing such a good job, and then all the wheels came flying off. And there's a book in the works about Wounded Warriors, the totality of everything that's going on there, which would be kind of an interesting read, I would say. But, of course, those that were fired are talking about how it's false information, and there's more to the story, and people would be shocked if they knew some of what had happened before. I know that a lot of veterans rely on the program, so for goodness sake, whatever else was going on there, you know, get your act together. How could you, I don't know, how much was really actually spent on all those conferences? How much was completely necessary? I mean, you gotta help the military. Gotta. But not in lining the pockets of everybody else who's at the top of the food chain in a charitable organization that's supposed to weigh in favor of the soldiers, not of themselves. Ugh. How do you do that? Wily, crafty, whatever. How do you pocket your own coin and leave the warriors, the wounded warriors, because again, wounded, how do you leave them in some of the situations, the awful situations that they're in? Coming up, you were pretty verbose, internet-wise. Lots of email to get to. We're heading to the mailbag in just a few. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Yes, it's time to dig into the mail. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Tons of mail. So thank you very much for that. Let's dive in deeper. And the deep dive includes this from Doug, who says, Kate, I am so sick of healthcare talk. Bless you, my angel, for not just talking about healthcare, but everything else in between. Sweet! I can't get that anywhere else. Whether it's the libs, whether it's the conservatives, you are the voice of reason. And thanks for inviting everyone to the party, whether they come or not. I have a feeling that's how you would throw a party. Am I right? It is how I would throw a party. I don't know if I was always like that. Very stubborn, right, in my early 20s. But you're right. If I would just, boom, who's it? I mean, throw it all out there. Whoever comes in, bravo for them, and we are ready, willing, and able. And we do get a lot of different opinions. You don't always get a chance to, you know, you don't always get a chance to hear all those opinions. People call. It seems like we get just a backlog at one time, and then another night we get kind of a swing in a different direction, which makes it so exciting, I think, more than anything else. But good point. How about this one from Kevin? Kevin says, Kate, I feel you, sister, when you're talking about Nova. I also jumped on the Nova bandwagon and thought that Nova would go all the way, and I was disappointed, just like you. Somehow, we bet on a loser that was a winner once. What say you? I love these questions at the end. What say you? I say, I wouldn't call them losers. They won the national title. They had these great core seniors. They had a decent year. They had a fun year to watch. And they lost a really tight game, and that happens. That's the excitement of March Madness. It's tough to keep up with March Madness. I was on my pal Rusty Humphrey's show today, and he's asking me all kinds of questions about March Madness, and I said, you know what? I was so bummed about Nova, and my choices have been so terrible, I had to throw away my crystal ball. So, would I have picked Oregon to beat Michigan by a point, 69-68? No, I would not. Would I have picked Kansas as a number one seed to crush Purdue? I would have picked them to beat Purdue, but not the way they did, 98-66. Yeah, so these games, it's been interesting. A lot of them come down to the wire. I mean, Gonzaga, for goodness sake, a number one seed. They roll on over West Virginia, but darn if it wasn't tight, 61-58. I mean, last minute thrillers, down to the wire, down to the waning moments. So, no, when I look at what's happened, I mean, I wish I could have predicted all the finals of these basketball games, but of course I can't predict the finals. I would be, you know, Karnak, only I would, you know, keep my name. And I would set up shop somewhere, and I would just tell you what was going to happen in the future, right? Like, I think there's no way to know that. Sometimes there are slayers out there, and it's the last minute heroics. I mean, West Virginia just couldn't hit its jumpers against Gonzaga so that they were able to roll on. But boy, I mean, a couple of three-pointers that were missed. Javon Carter down the stretch that would have tied the game in the waning moments. And we could be talking about something completely, completely different. But now if you just look at these and say, oh, well, that was a close game, but, you know, I knew they were going to win. Nah. I think with these games, as you get deeper into it, you don't know for sure. All right, how about this one? Let's go to Ted. I don't think Ted has ever called us or written us before. So Ted's email says, Kate, I was listening to you talk about Ivanka Trump. It's so interesting. I say, who gives a hoot? I'm sort of Switzerland, and my friends hate that because I'm an opinionated person. But when it comes to politics, look, I'm an independent, and I vote however I feel like I want to vote for the person. I really look at what they stand for and then make a decision based on that. So if Ivanka is the daughter of Donald Trump, which she is, and he wants her close by, and she's got his ear and has helped him in business, I say, so what? And if it is against the law, and there is a nepotism law, and they can enforce it, then bye-bye. But apparently, they certainly have looked at that. It doesn't hold up. So who cares? The ethics questions are out there about her White House so-called job. She's not official. She's not getting any money. I don't know if what will happen with this. I can't say because it is about the law. More than personal feelings, because who cares about the personal feelings? It's about what the law says. And the interpretation of the law, I guess, is the better way to say that. All right, this one is from Big Ben. Oh, we haven't heard from Big Ben in a while. Trump University, wow, thousands of people, Katie Kate, deciding they're going to file to get their money back. Do you think they're going to get their money back? I got to tell you how I feel. I think that some of them will get their money back because if the lawsuits were settled for $25 million, then I would have to assume that some are close to getting that money. But how much is that money going to be? Well, there's the question. 3,700 of them have filed claims as part of the settlement, right? About 7,000 former students were eligible to submit claims, but the deadline to file was March 6th. So if the court approves the settlement, former students will get about 80% of the money they spent on live seminars or mentorships from what is now defunct, the program. And this was the settlement brings the closure of three lawsuits that claim Trump University defrauded students. And some of them spent a lot of money. I mean, some of them spent a big chunk of change. I was reading the story about one woman who spent about $20,000 on the courses and wants more than just a portion of the money back. Good luck with that. Good luck. I mean, the judge came up with the settlement. You know, there was a settlement. So that's the claims. Now, there was 3-day seminars. There was client advisors. There was mentorships. The most expensive program was called the Gold Elite Program, and it was $35,000. Remember, Trump University closed in 2010. And it was the same year that the New York Department of Education actually told them they had to stop because they were operating without a license. So go figure, right? Now it's all about settling this. And I think the people that invested big chunks of change are going to have a whole bigger thing to deal with as far as are they going to be able to get 80% of that back. The answer is probably not. It's too much. They probably won't get it back. All right, how about this one from Terry Kate? It's nice to hear your voice every night on the radio. I was looking at what's going on with the Wounded Warriors Project, and it's brutal no matter what happened. The shyster that was the CEO is booted now. He's crying wolf, and it's good that the program did get some high marks from some of the ratings agencies, because if you get really bad ratings, that dissuades people from giving, even if they think it's a good cause. Well, I can't disagree with that. Again, same thing. I mean, I think it's great to be able to have as much information as possible on whatever the charity is. Remember, it was, oh gosh, I want to say it was like a decade ago, maybe even before that, when there was all this conversation about, finally, what were the CEOs of the nonprofits making? And all the nonprofits are not equal. They're all different. But what were some of them making that was so shocking? And then what was the, how much money was actually getting kicked into the hands of people who really needed it and needed other forms of help with food and furniture and whatnot? What was happening with that? Where, you know, where is the money? And I have to say, I mean, it's good to know the ratings. It's good to know what the charity organizations are doing. Because who wants the head of the organization to just constantly be feeding his engine or her engine, but not the people who are supposed to get the money? And for the most part, there's a lot of small donations, people who really think they're making a difference, and then it turns out, sadly, that they're not. I am absolutely, however, a capitalist, and if I am running a nonprofit and I'm kicking serious butt and I'm raising the most unbelievable amount of money and funneling it in the right directions into the program, then your pay should be commensurate to that. But that's the problem. A lot of times it wasn't equitable, and I can see why if you were a shareholder, if you were on the board, that would not go over well. But you always have to edit yourself and take a step back, I think, when somebody makes a crazy accusation, and really look deeper than what's there on the surface to see what's happening, so that you don't get caught in an assumption game. Because, boy, it's easy to do that, isn't it? Oh, you look at something and it just doesn't, you clue in and it just doesn't look right. By the way, I know some of you are, besides sending us these emails, chomping at the bit to jump on. Here's the number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'm Kate. You're you. Bang on the numbers or send us an email at americatonight.net and we'll talk soon.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tail end of this hour of ATN. Big plans to watch a lot of Big Hoop this upcoming weekend and then the next weeks to follow. And before you know it, I mean, look, we got playoff hockey starting if you're a Wild sports fan. Raise your hand if you like hockey. Oh, I see a few. I think they're all up in New England and Nashville listening to us. Tom is in Baltimore. Hello, Tom. Tom, are you still with us? There he
Hello?
Is. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be real psyched for the Final Four. You know, our beloved Terps got knocked out. Michigan, I was rooting for them. Boy, what a disappointment that was.
No kidding.
And I was hoping Xavier would get kicked right out of there tonight, but damn if they didn't beat Arizona.
I know.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. It kind of has to do with what you're talking about. I'll blend these all together real quick. Last Friday, I had an opportunity. I don't know if you've ever seen Washington Journal. It's a C-SPAN program they have on in the morning.
Yeah.
From 7 to 10.
I know it, yeah.
I like it because of the audience is able to participate, and they got a lot of big players on there. Well, they had Kathleen Sebelius on last Friday. Did you remember who she is?
Yeah, she used to run the whole health department.
Yeah. She was, one of the conspirators with this Obama thing. And I got through. She only did a half an hour. Like I said, it was last Friday. You can look it up on cspan.org if you want to hear me confront her. But halfway through, I got on. And the funny thing is, the guy asked her, he broke from the political talk right before he got to my call. And he said, hey, did you do your brackets yet? And I thought, I wonder if she even knows what a bracket is. Well, she did. She said, no, I didn't do them yet. She said, but you know what? Oh, what a wonderful victory. I was so, so happy with Xavier winning last night. Of course, they woke up on our turps. So
right.
I got on. I said, you knew I was going to ask you a hard question, didn't you, Secretary Sebelius? That's why you had to take that arrow that's in my heart and twist it around a little bit more on our beloved Terps that got whooped up by your Xavier team. And she laughed. She said, oh, I'm so sorry, Bob. I really do feel your pain, but I'm not really sorry. At any rate, I asked for this, and I think this is something that you've probably pondered yourself, and I'm sure a lot of the audience has as well. I said, you know, with all these problems that we've had with this health care stuff, from Obamacare to what they're going through now, don't you think it's obvious, and I wonder, because it's conspicuously evident to me that there's something missing that I haven't heard, and I'd like to know, was it ever discussed in your administration about the legality? You know, the enumerated powers are very clear, and there's nowhere in the Constitution that says that the federal government has any right whatsoever to force people to contract with private entities and buy health care. And it certainly is nowhere in there that speaks to the government even providing it. Now, listen, if they walk into a windfall of money and decided to be generous with it, well, it's the people's money, fine. But even if there weren't this forcing of contracting with private entities like Obamacare, the government's still paying for it, and that means we're paying for it. It's just redistribution of wealth. And, of course, you don't get an opportunity to rebut what they say. They cut you off too quick.
Yeah, before it comes back, yeah.
And she came back with the most ridiculous answer. I think you'll find it ridiculous as well. She said, well, as you know, Tom, like she knows what I'm thinking, I think we settled that about 50 years ago when we had such a fine success with Medicare and Medicaid. And so that question has already been answered and addressed by the courts, and we've had success, and we're going to continue to have more success. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. If I had a chance to rebut that, I would have told her so. And by the way, Medicare and Medicaid, they're not constitutional either.
No.
So,
I agree.
You know, this whole thing, this whole mess, the quandary that we're in is from doing something that our founders knew the government should not be doing. It's no wonder, just like anything else, if you don't follow the rules, if you don't follow the basic rules of arithmetic, you're not going to end up with something that adds up in the end. So they're going to struggle with it and struggle with it and continue to make things worse. You know, when we grew up in school, we were taught when the government stumbles and makes mistakes and wanders into socialism, that's something that we ought not ever do again. Now, what comes to mind, the Tennessee Valley Act, people lost a lot of land. That was disastrous, but when it's done, it's done. Even Social Security. There's a lot of things where we moved into socialism, but it was supposed to be a warning. Don't go there. What her excuse was, listen, we've done this before. We've wandered into socialism. We've already broken that rule. Let's continue to break it even more because we've already broken it. That's the kind of idiotic logic we're dealing with. Mm. And let me leave you with this. I'd like you to ask your friend. I think it's an outrage that we have organizations like Wounded Warriors. Why in the world does not the government take care of our warriors? That's the outrage here. Why should there have to be a private entity looking for funds to take care of these people? That's insanity. That makes me mad every time I see it. I'm not saying anything against the people who run these charities, but what infuriates me is the government. And I guess we as a people who would rather spend time dealing with trying to get everybody, including illegals, covered with health insurance, and our warriors are on the street. They're homeless, a lot of them. They don't have proper health care.
I know. It's awful.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So what? That shouldn't be set up that way. I agree, and they should be taken care of.
Oh, and by the way, have you seen the commercials on television about the poor old people in Israel? They're starving. They have no medicine. They can't be fed, and they don't have clothes. And a lot of them are homeless there. They say, and they show pictures of these poor, pathetic-looking people. And I don't doubt that they're there. But you know what? They get over $3 billion a year from the U.S. government.
Right.
Why isn't the Israeli government taking care of these people? Governments are, I think, some of our worst enemies.
Oh, boy. Well said, Tom. I hope you're well. Thank you for those thoughts. I agree with you. I think sometimes government is our worst enemy. I say that all the time. I'm about states' rights, and I think we do have to have a federal government. But at what price? And not auditing the government, not paying attention to what's happening, is what leads us into big, big, big trouble. This is where we really sink our own battleships, because we're not paying attention. Just bulk up, build up, just throw things out there, see if it sticks, and then we're stuck with the price tag and wondering why we can't take care of homeless veterans, because there was money that could have been earmarked for that, but instead it went to duplicate something else that was being done somewhere else. And I think it's the saddest thing in the world to not take care of the people that went off to defend the United States in whatever form, whatever war, whatever calling. It's unacceptable, is what it is. When people are overwhelmed with grief, with what they saw, with coming back, with trying to assimilate. I mean, really. Ridiculous. Just flat out ridiculous. So health benefits are going to be affected by whatever the bill is. All kinds of programs will get slashed, and perhaps they're the ones that we should be offering to the veterans. Or they are offered to the veterans, but it might be cut a little bit or a lot. And to me, that's a big whoa, no minute. No, no, no. Of everybody, when we say that question, what's in your wallet when it comes to health care? Oh, we cannot strand our veterans. We really can't. If it upsets you, slip a note to your congressperson. Tell them how you feel about wounded warriors. It's a wrap for this hour of America Tonight.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.